This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome to another show of Her Society Zebu. How exciting is this show?
Oh, I know. That's the cool stuff.
Exactly. We continue our countdown to the Juicy Girls LA joining us in less than 6 days.
Less than 6 days, I know. Well, technically they arrive earlier than that. I will not disclose that information.
Here we go. Well, Whitney Mixter, DJ Leslie, DJ Essa will be joining us, as well as Rose Garcia from The Real Elwood. We see how remorseful she is about her relationship with Natalie, and especially a very grown-up woman, I must say.
I like Rose.
I do.
She was a delight to talk to. She's very funny. She's very boisterous.
Exactly. We like boisterous ladies on Her Society.
We do, because we are boisterous ladies, aren't we?
Absolutely. And to to diminish our boisterousness, we're going to get our cards read by a tarot reader, Joe Lanning, as well.
Yes, I'm a bit nervous. This is a live reading, everyone. So this is like Natalie and Ginny uncut.
Okay? Uncut, exposed.
Uncut, exposed, everything. We're even naked right now.
Naked? Really?
In our own very well. Anyway.
That should be very interesting. Stay tuned, hersocietyonline.com.au, or tweet us at Her Society Live. Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, coming to you live via hersocietyonline.com.au and at Joy 94.9 Melbourne, Australia.
Yes.
It is quite exciting, I think, today, because you are about to be exposed, Zebu.
Yes.
Live on the airways by a beautiful tarot reader. Joy Langing, welcome back to the Joy Airwaves.
Thank you, ladies. Hi, it's Jeff. Good to be back on Joy 94.9.
Been a while.
We're about to get a little bit spiritual, aren't we, Zebu?
We are going to get very spiritual. Joe is going to read my tarot cards live on air.
It's live. Yep. The cards mean what they mean, Nat.
Uh-oh.
And, yes. You can't hide, you can't run, and put your clothes back on.
Please do, for the sake of all us. Please do.
What happened to freedom of speech?
Freedom.
And freedom of boob.
Well, it is Her Society, isn't
See?
It? She can do what you like, yeah, ladies. All right. Respect for the cards, though.
Okay, we need to respect the cards. Okay. Seriously, stop with the kumbaya, Ginny. Stop with the kumbaya.
It's the song I've been taught to unify all that is spiritual. All right, Zebu, shuffle away.
All right. Shuffle those cards.
Put
your
cards.
Energy into
putting
those
energy
cards.
We've
got to paint the picture. I've got for a listener, don't we?
I've got
so
to
she's
stop,
shuffling
seriously.
Away.
In my head, I've got every day I'm shuffling.
And in my head, I've got every day I'm snuffling. Because of Mr. Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street.
Oh my God, seriously. You know, all my cards are going to come out looking like Cookie Monster.
Ladies, the cards.
Okay, concentrating now.
So we want to ask higher self about you. So when you're shuffling, I want you to think about your life. You're asking the cards to show me. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask after guidance, you're after information. So, once the energy's in the cards, mm-hmm. then fan them out, and I want you to choose three cards for me, Nat.
Okay, fanning them out. Oh, that's a really ugly-ass fan.
That's a fan. That's your energy. It's exactly where you're at the moment.
It's now, your ugly-ass fan.
Yes.
My fans are good-looking, all right?
They are. Using your left hand, I want you to choose three cards and pass them to me, asking higher self, show me my life. Interesting. And next one, please, Nat.
Mm. Oh,
and
the
next.
Way you say interesting. Joe, you're scaring me.
No. Don't despair.
I'm dead.
Don't despair, Nat. Okay. Queen of Wands, we're talking about your intuition. You're becoming very confident, okay? And that's you're getting less into the thought, more into the feeling. Got that little black cat there, and that's your best friend, your intuition.
I love cats.
Yeah. But you're feeling this. You analyze everything, and you need to get back into that trusting of the intuition. It's that first thought. It's that pang that you feel. Mm-hmm. You're going to master that, and that's what the Queen's about. All right, we've got the Six of Swords was your second card. Bit of turmoil, a little bit of choppy water there. It's saying ground your thoughts, stabilize your thoughts, and you'll come into calm water. There's a lot going on up there for you. Mm. Yeah, you analyze almost everything. You're a real thinker. Probably keeps you awake at night, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
If you stabilize those thoughts, then that intuition can kick in, and you're the master of it. Once you're fine-tuned, you're bang on. Yeah. I bet you get a lot of people saying to you, how did you know that?
Well, see, I make a lot of big decisions in all of my workplaces. I've got a couple of jobs that I do full-time, and a lot of my big decisions are based on my intuition. You know, the very first feeling that I get, I sit down, I think about the feeling. I don't think about logical. I think about, you know, the intuition and the feeling I have inside of me. And I will always ask for other people's opinions to see every single aspect of something and take it all in so I can make an informed decision. But it always reverts to back to how I feel.
Isn't it?
What's
it's
inside.
Quite simple.
It's
your intuition. Voice. It is. So, it's yes, no. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you've pulled the Eight of Swords. Have a look at you. You're blindfolded.
Oh, God.
Again, your thoughts. Yeah. They are restricting you from seeing the future. So if you ground those thoughts, you can walk yourself out of that. And you can take the blindfold off with your hands and you'll be able to see the future. The intuition is playing a really big part for your future. So tune into that. The eight means that it's strength coming from your intuition. Lots of swords, though. That mind of yours goes tick-tock, tick-tock. It's full on.
Well, you see, the swords represent exactly that. I'm in a very confusing place.
Confusion, yeah.
You know, I live between two cities. I work between two cities. My heart in my home is here in Melbourne, but I work in Sydney, and I come back every single weekend to grab myself a radio show and to see my partner as well. And it's also taking a very emotional toll on me. And like you said before, it's just taxing. You know, it's just it's taking a toll on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Hence my next question.
The good news is it's stabilizing, and you can see a future.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news with those two cards. But I love this one for you, the Queen of Wands. Brilliant.
Great.
Another question.
Well, yes. Here goes
okay,
the relationship question.
Yeah.
The relationship question. Let's keep you all in suspense here, I reckon. Have you got any questions for our tarot reader, Jo Lennon? You can actually tweet us at Her Study Live or email us on air at joy.org.au or follow us on our Facebook. Her Study Online is the username, so it's facebook.com/Her Study Online. So any questions that you have that you want to start kicking it off, hit us up. You're on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7 on a very exciting show. Stay tuned. We've got Rose Garcia from The Real L Word and the Juicy Club LA girls joining us as well. I hope you're listening at hersocietyonline.com.au. But right now we are reading Zebu's cards with our tarot reader, Jo Lennon. We've had a question in from one of our listeners about a couple of jobs. Graham's phoned in asking about a couple of jobs. Jo, do you have any tips for him?
All right, I'm going to ask the cards. I'm going to draw a card for you, Graham.
And guess what? You've got the Ten of Cups. It's all good. It's saying not only are you going to love the first job, okay, so it's the first interview you're going for, it's like a marriage. It's a job that you're actually going to feel really passionate about and love it.
Wow.
So I'm saying job number one, interview number one is yours.
There you go. And we've just been reading Zebu's card. She's pulled out three, Jo, and you were talking about a couple of them. It's the third one.
All right. So we've got the third one that's talking about her taking away the blindfold, grounding her thoughts and seeing the future. Now, you had another question, Nat, and we asked you to visualize that question so it's in your mind and drawing the card for the answer.
Okay, well, this is the relationship card.
Oh, so you're asking a question about a relationship. Okay, so picture yourself with your partner then. Visualise that and then...
Oh, hello, that's a totally different show, Jo. Oh, no, sorry.
That show can't go on air. Not this time slot anyway.
Okay, no. Respect for the card, stop with the kumbaya.
Respect with the cards. And draw that card, Nat. Let's see the truth. Oh, how sweet. It's the Four of Wands. Have a look at that card. It's almost like marriage. It's a union of two people. Look, they've got their house, their castle there that they're celebrating. They're united.
The castle looks like Centurac.
It's a really, there's the BM right there in the driveway.
Look at the grapes.
But it's talking about, it's pretty. Look at the colours in that, Nat. You've got the beautiful yellow. It's a definite card of happiness. Okay,
Sweet
and
Lord,
union. I would say that you may be shacking up, living with that person.
Oh, lordy.
Ooh, there you go. Great.
Baby, I'm it's coming a home.
Home. It's a
I'm
card about home. The home.
Yeah. Really?
Oh. Yes.
That's fantastic.
So good news
now
there.
I can sleep tonight.
Once you control that mind, look what's going to happen.
Yeah, so he's saying it's all up to me. It's in my mind. And if it screws up, then I've screwed up.
It's saying stop analysing things. Just feel it and trust your destiny. Surrender to your destiny.
Okay.
Interesting.
I surrender.
You're on Her Society on Joy 94.9, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Zebu, how are you feeling after that read?
Whew, it started off a little bit kind of scary, you know, with the swords. And look, my mind is my own demise sometimes. I can think myself into oblivion and I can just really get myself so, how do you say, just caught up in my thoughts. Like, I do overanalyze. I hardly have any sleep. I work too much. I have too many jobs. I never days off. I don't have enough time for my partner. And I was just really getting worried about that aspect of my life, not knowing when that's all going to end and when it's going to slow down. But that's given me a great insight, and to tell me that I do have intuition is fantastic.
Quite taxing. You look at those swords, you know, that's a 6 and an 8. It's pretty high up in the sword realm. Okay. And it's, look, that can only lead to health problems too, I'm getting. Mm. So, you know, once that mind starts to get exhausted, it starts entering into the body.
Oh, and it has. Trust me, it definitely has.
Too taxing for you, Nat. Ground the swords, take off that blindfold and use that intuition and look at the outcome, that beautiful four of wands, which is the home.
Yes, and only put on the blindfold when you're doing the bondage.
Hey, absolutely. Tara Rita, Jo Nutting will join us for the next half an hour. So if you have any questions, tweet us at Her Society Live or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Her Society coming to you live on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, Australia and all over the world on hersocietyonline.com.au. Jo Nutting's going to read my cards next and I really only have one word.
What?
Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, hitting to 26 minutes past 6 Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned, we got Rose Garcia from The Real L Word plus the Juicy Club LA crew joining us as well. It's going to be a very exciting show. My card's about to be read out by tarot reader Jo Nutting. Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 9 with special guest host Jo Nutting. Jo, you read Natalie's card?
We did. How did that go, Nat?
I feel much better. I feel at peace and I feel a little bit more secure now.
I think you trust your higher self, highest truth for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Ginny.
I'm about to shuffle.
Shuffle the cards.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Respect for the cards, Zebu. For heaven's sake. 29.
Respect going on for three. The cards, ladies.
That's your age, not your bra size.
I'm sorry. How do you know my bra size?
It's 10B.
Well, that's what I'm naked.
Focusing. And when you're finished, fan them out in front of you.
All right, fan them.
Yep. And choose three cards, left hand, and pass them to me, please, Ginny.
Okay. That's the first
one. Knight of Wands. Next one. 10 of Swords. Ooh.
Swords.
Higher than I did.
And, oh, beautiful, the 7 of Cups.
I always
one
get Cups.
One of my favourites.
Really?
Maybe
yeah.
You like Cups. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, the 7 of Cups. All right, here's what it's saying. Knight of Wands, travel.
Yes.
Okay, ooh. Travel, work for you. You're going to be on fire, I would say, probably in the next, I'm getting 7 months. Get ready for that new phase in your life. You're going to feel so much energy too. There's lots of energy coming through. It's literally on fire. Look at that picture. That is you.
You are on
moving,
fire.
Ready to go.
Best to stop, drop, and
looks
roll
like you
when someone is on fire.
Wow. It looks like you ate a lot of hot sauce.
Exactly. Stop, drop, and roll.
Peri, peri, peri. Now, the 10 of Swords. Look at this one. Looks a bit daunting, but it simply means that you're coming through a phase where your mind is starting to drop off the insecurities. So you're not insecure anymore. Negative thoughts are gone. It's going to be okay. Okay, so it's the end of negative thoughts and insecurities. So that's a beautiful card. It just simply means you're ready to start again. You're going through this.
Great.
It's a shift. You know I love saying this. Soul shift.
It's a soul shift.
It's
for
a
Ginny.
Soul shift coming for Ginny. And doesn't surprise me, that 7 of Cups. Look at that. We've got you, a shadow of yourself. You know, you're invisible at the moment.
Yeah,
okay?
I do feel a little bit.
And it's
but Cassie isn't invisible.
But you got a long way to go.
So it's talking about looking at all those aspects of yourself, your face, your home, your spiritual wealth, your demons, Ginny. Everyone's got them. And your sexuality. Once you fill all of these cups, yeah, have a look at all the of these aspects of your life, then you unveil the self, which is the soul.
Right.
Have a look at that. It's a great – and be careful because once you unveil the soul, the spirit, you become attractive to a lot of people. Well, everybody wants to know what your secret is, see?
Okay.
Bubble tea.
Okay. So a beautiful card for a spiritual journey. It's definitely happening for you. Okay. Questions or any more?
I'm going to draw out a card.
Yep. Oh, the death card. Da, 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 da.
That was about my corporate arrangement with Zebu.
Hey, whoa.
It's all coming to an end.
Every day I'm hustling.
In fact, I think she's going to kill you. No. It's talking about the transition. You're going through a transition. It's how you interpret death. You know, there's an end, there's a beginning. It's just, it goes around. The life, the soul, it starts at, it finishes.
There's an end to the beginning, there's a beginning to the end.
It is. Yeah. It all starts and finishes. It's saying that you're going to understand that transition. There'll be no more fear around death. And if it's about work, then, yeah, it's already happening. You're moving right along.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. I do have a couple more questions.
Oh, my God, seriously.
But I reckon we're going to hit to them just after Cassie. You're on Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Any questions that you have for Jo Lanning, tweet us at Her Society Live. You can Facebook us at Her Society or email us on air at joy.org.au. Hello to everyone tuning in from all around the world. This is have so long to go. We're only until 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, so another 25 minutes of us that you will have. We're joined by special guest co-host tarot reader Jo Lanning. Jo, it's been a very wonderful experience having you on air.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed. It's your reading. It's your higher self giving you some guidance today, ladies.
Exactly. So you've done Zebu's reading. You're just halfway through mine. There's two more questions I have for you, and I'm going to pull out two more cards.
Okay, so just with your left hand,
Yep. Think
of the question and pass the card to me.
All right. So this question, can I actually talk about the question?
You can share if you like.
Okay, the question's actually a relationship question because I'm on the brink of entering into a relationship or thinking about a particular relationship of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a question about the future.
Have a look at that.
It's my same card. It's the same card, wee-wee.
It is the Four of Wands.
It's a Turek house.
It's the one with the BM.
It's got the grapes.
It is a card of a reunion. It's a card of happiness. Look at the yellow all around in the background. And look at you holding hands, celebrating a home or a reuniting together.
That's lovely.
Celebrate.
It's a beautiful card. It's almost like marriage. Look at the little wreath at the top. It's pretty as, isn't it?
It's amazing.
So it's good news, Ginny. Really
great
good news.
Right? Same card. I'll have the left part of the house. You have that part of the house.
And as long as I get the grapes, I'm happy with that.
Interesting how you've both got that card for relationship,
interesting
too.
Interesting enough, Ginny and I have a very similar situation, circumstances, story, everything. We share, our partners actually share a lot of similarities.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And we've been through same things quite a lot. Yeah. So that's very ironic that we actually got the same card.
Yeah. I'm actually really surprised at that. But that's rare that you get the same card.
I think it doesn't surprise me because there is an energy between you two and it's pretty strong. So you'll probably find that you will be heading in the same direction. Same path.
There we go.
But you can't share the same girlfriends, unfortunately.
Oh, hell no.
That would be just a little bit wrong town.
No.
All right, so another question, Ginny.
I do, and this one's going to be about actually direction of our career with Her Society.
Oh, okay.
So I want to...
You ready for this?
We've been approached by another interested party about some ideas of what they want to do with Her Society, and I just want to see if the intention's cool and if we're ready for that, really, because we're quite new.
Mm-hmm.
Second season,
but still very good, very going strong.
Yeah,
all right. Imagine, picture that you are successful with Nat. Yep, moving forward, Her Society, and draw the card and pass it to me.
Okay.
Sure, the wrong one, you would do.
Okay. I'm corporate divorcing you like a mofo.
Look at that. Nat,
oh,
beautiful.
Wow. Okay. I love pentacles. Pentacles are great.
Fantastic. They mean values. They mean, I'll interpret this card for you. The Eight of Pentacles means you are ready to take your product to the market.
Oh,
you are an expert in your field. You are strong at what you do. All those pentacles are perfect. So, you know, you've mastered it. It means that you are ready to take your product to the market, ladies.
Well, I think that means a yes.
It is yes.
I think that means a hell yes, even. Word.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
A very, very, very strong card for the question. It means success, definitely.
Well, we'll just keep going. We'll be here for a very long time.
Oh, hopefully so. Thank you so much, Jo. I feel
You're
very
welcome.
And that's actually really, really positive news for us, even.
Fantastic cards for both of you.
There we go. Look, you've got a clap.
Thank you, Joe. Joe, we've got a question for you from some of our listeners. Sarah's actually called in and actually Facebooked us. If you have a question.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Feel free to drop into our Facebook, facebook.com/hersocietyonline. And she wants to know if her artwork is actually going to sell. And she's put a picture up of her artwork, Joe. And what do you reckon? Draw out a card to see.
We're going
to
ask the universe what they think. All right. So I'm going to choose a card on your behalf with my right hand because otherwise, I'll get the desired answer for you, Sarah. And it is the Two of Wands. It means that there's a decision to be made whether to take it globally, as in international, or keep it here in Australia. It's saying in the next 2 weeks, make that decision and go with that. So it's one or the other, national or international, with your artwork.
Wow.
So the decision is yours for success.
Fantastic, Sarah. Well, hopefully that helps you out. If you have any questions for Jo, tweet us at Her Society Live or follow us on Facebook and post it on the wall, facebook.com/Her Society Online.
And I've learned to not ask Jo what the lotto numbers are. Do not get her started.
No. Cannot use the cards for self-gain, Matt.
Oh, dear.
Damn it! Or else I'd be rich.
God. Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.